Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the New Testament in the book of Mark. Count the immediately's. You'll find a lot of them. Today, I'm reading to you from Mark chapter 2. We're going to finish up that chapter, verses 18 through 28 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and they came and asked Jesus, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples don't fast?" Jesus said to them, "Can the groomsmen fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they can't fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the patch shrinks, and the new tears away from the old, and a worse hole is made. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the skins and the wine pours out and the skins will be destroyed. But they put new wine into fresh wineskins." He was going on the Sabbath day through the grain fields, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Behold, why did they do that, which is not lawful on the Sabbath day?" He said to them, "Did you never read what David did when he had need and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered into God's house at the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the showbread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and gave also to those who were with him?" He said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, but not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this passage, and thank you that, thanks for the instruction to realize that we can get it wrong. We can get confused on the Sabbath and not quite understand it. And especially when we see that the Sabbath was about restoration. In this case, we see nourishment, health, life. And so when we see you, Jesus, healing people on the Sabbath, you are about restoring people to that which they should have been in the first place, of taking the enemy's territory back, that Sabbath. And so, Lord, I pray that for my friend listening today, that they would have a Sabbath rest in their hearts, in their souls, in their spirits, that the things that have been stolen from them would be given back by your Holy Spirit. Lord, that we could have a Sabbath rest for the people of God, which is talked about often in the book of Hebrews. Lord, we're tired, we're toiling too much, we're trying to make our way to heaven or make you see us. But the truth is, it's all gift. You have given us the gift of salvation. You have given us the gift of Sabbath. You have given us the gift of your presence. You have given us the gift of your forgiveness. Help us to rest and revel in that today. And Lord, for those of us you have called to fast, show us what to fast, when to fast, how to fast. In this passage, of course, you say that while they had you with them, there was no need to fast because the bridegroom was with them, but then the bridegroom was going to be taken away. And so now we do fast. And one thing that I've been needing to fast and I haven't done a very good job of has been my phone and social media. Lord, forgive me for letting that dopamine rush hit me far too many times. And instead, Lord, help me to scroll through the goodness of you, to count the blessings that you have given, to write in my journal that no one else will see. Lord, I also, I think what social media has done to me and probably has done to others as well, has made me a creative for the sake of consumption instead of a creative for the sake of worshiping you with that creativity. Not everything that I write or create needs to be seen by others, and you see it in the secret and quiet place. And so help us all to find joy in that quiet secret place of giving to you where only you will see it, only you will know. It's like a little delightful secret. And Lord, help us to live in that secret place, to find that secret place, to fast in that secret place, to experience you in that quiet, quiet place. This is a very excessively noisy world with a lot of siren calls and a lot of language that does not reflect your kingdom. Help us to fast that and find you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I do pray that this podcast is a little 5-minute spot of light in your day.